This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A recall effort targeting Huron County District 3 Commissioner Scott Most is moving forward again after the original petition was withdrawn and refiled because of a paperwork error. The issue involved the petitioner sponsor's residence. During a July 22nd hearing, election officials noted the form did not indicate whether sponsor Maggie Eggink lived in the city of Caseville or Caseville Township. Although representatives at the hearing initially identified her as a city resident, officials later confirmed she lives in Caseville Township. The petition was refiled on July 24th with the correct township designation. The recall language remains unchanged, stating Scott should be recalled for his July 8, 2025 vote supporting Resolution 2585, which authorized up to 15,000 acres of solar energy facilities in Huron County's own townships. The Huron County Election Commission will reschedule a new clarity and factuality hearing to determine whether the revised petition meets legal requirements. If approved, recall organizers will be allowed to begin collecting the required number of signatures from registered voters in District 3. However, with the previous recall petition already accepted, the sponsor feels this is more a formality to make sure it cannot be contested due to a technical oversight. And the Carroll Farmers Market is expanding access to fresh, locally grown food by launching the Double Up Food Banks program beginning this Saturday. The program allows shoppers who use a Michigan Bridge card through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to stretch their food dollars by earning a dollar-for-dollar match on eligible fruit and vegetable purchases. The matching benefits can be used to buy fresh produce from participating vendors at the market. Across Michigan, eligible shoppers can earn up to $50 per day in Double Up Food Banks and frozen fruits and vegetables with no added salt, sugar, or fats are also eligible under the program. The addition of the Double Up Food Bucks makes the Carroll Farmers Market one of the growing number of Michigan markets participating in the statewide nutrition incentive program, which is designed to improve access to healthy food while supporting local farmers and keeping food dollars in local communities. Market organizers encourage eligible residents to bring their Michigan Bridge card when they visit the market this Saturday to begin taking advantage of the new benefit. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports 9,680 confirmed cases statewide as of July 28th, with 160 people hospitalized due to the gastrointestinal problems. In the Thumb, Huron County's reported 43 cases, Sanilac County's 29, and Tuscola County's 19. Elsewhere in the region, Lapeer has recorded 20 cases, and Shiawassee leads with 401, and Genesee County has reported 366. Health officials say the cyclosporiasis outbreak remains linked to contaminated produce, although an earlier lettuce sample from Taylor Farms initially tested positive for the parasite, the USDA later determined the result was a false positive. Even so, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to associate the outbreak with recalled Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico. Officials say there is no evidence the outbreak is connected to swimming or recreational water activities. Anyone experiencing persistent diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms are urged to contact a healthcare provider for testing and treatment. State health officials also recommend buying whole heads of lettuce, discarding the outer leaves, thoroughly washing the remaining leaves, and cooking greens whenever possible to reduce the risk of the virus. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
The sun's out and the sale is on at Ashley & Bad Axe. Now is your chance to get the hottest deals of the season. Save up to 25% off store-wide, up to 30% off accessories, and up to 30% off end tables. Plus, summer steals starting at $399. There's never been a better time to check out our selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, and lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Want new furniture, but waiting until the kids or pets are out of the house? Skip the wait and get the furniture you want now with Nuvella Performance Fabric. Exclusive to Ashley, Nuvella is washable, stain-resistant, and fade-resistant. Stop waiting and get the looks you love. Plus, ask about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing. Stop in and ask about our Nuvella collection and shop the Ashley Summer Savings Event at Ashley & Bad Axe today. Ashley & Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Here are your obituaries for this hour. Mary E. Summerline, 83, of Ubley, passed away Friday, July 24th in Bay City, Michigan. She was born on July 25th, 1942. Mary was united in marriage to George D. Rusty Summerline of Detroit on June 23rd, 1962. Mary is survived by her sons George, Greg, 4 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. A private burial with the immediate family will take place at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And Robert Joseph Copenhagen, age 83, of Bad Axe, passed away July 23, 2026. Robert was born on March 23, 1943, in Richmond, Michigan. Robert Copenhagen and Betty Distelrath were united in marriage on October 9, 1965, in St. Clair, Michigan. Robert is survived by his 4 children, Don, Pamela, Dean, and Stephen, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A private celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And John T. Moore of Kindy passed away peacefully on July 28, 2026. John was born in Bad Axe, Michigan on May 8, 1939. He married the love of his life, Margaret Fisher, in 1962. She succeeds him, as well as 3 children. He is also survived by 7 grandchildren, along with 6 great-grandchildren, and 2 more on the way. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered in care of Margaret Moore to be used to support educational opportunities for students. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at St. Michael Catholic Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held on Friday, July 23rd, 2026 at McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy from 2 to 8 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the Grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features 3 different country bands: Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th, 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back with your national and international news. The United States military has launched targeted airstrikes along hostile infrastructure following a ballistic missile attack aimed at American positions in Jordan. Central Command confirmed the retaliatory operations were carried out to neutralize missile launchers and logistics sites operated by regional proxy forces. Military officials emphasized that air defense systems successfully intercepted incoming projectiles during the initial encounter, preventing major casualties on the base. Administration officials stated from the White House that the diplomatic channels remain open. Military assets in the region will continue to defend international freedom of navigation and protect service members deployed abroad. And energy markets experienced sharp fluctuations today following military standoffs in the Strait of Hormuz, where regional naval forces intercepted multiple commercial oil tankers, citing maritime route violations. Maritime security agencies reported that armed patrol boats confronted vessels attempting transit without regional authorization. International shipping conglomerates and rerouting vessels around the Cape of Good Hope, raising fears of global energy supply constraints and elevated freight shipping rates. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, as well as Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC.
Sizzling hot deals are available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the summer savings event, and that means you get the hottest deals on the latest styles for your space. Now is your chance to save up to 30% off accessories, up to 30% off end tables, and up to 25% off store-wide. Ashley has the best selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Plus, when you're in store, remember to shop our summer steals starting at $399. And if you live in an active household, you need to check out the Novella Performance Fabric Collection. It's exclusive to Ashley and is washable, stain resistant, and fade resistant. So whether you've been holding off new furniture due to kids or pets, now you don't have to with Novella Performance Fabric from Ashley. You can also make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley is locally owned and operated and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.